Today we begin a new part of the Indian of Ein Mevatlin Nisa L'Chatchila. So that means that we spent so far the whole year discussing the concept of Bittul. Different Shiurim of Bittul, Bittul of Shishim, Bittul of Meyad. But the one basic yisod that we have to articulate is that Bittul is only if it happens by itself, inadvertently. But if you went ahead and you dafka wanna mevatel it, so then that's aser, ein mevatel nisa l'chatchila. And if you do it, the bittul might not even work. Because the bittul is only... Now, we learned the sugi yesterday of Zerov B'Sheila, where Mechara, the Torah is telling us to go ahead and take the Zroa and mevashal it together with the rest of the animal, and the leading will be Batel, B'Shishim, or B'Meya, depending upon whether you count the Atzamos, you don't count the Atzamos, and it'll be based on Bittul. And we're orchestrating Bittul L'Chatchila. So that seems to be against this principle. So the Gemara says on the second page here, it's Adi Chesed of the days. It calls this a chiddush. This whole din is a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? So Rashi says l'chatchila, because it's a chiddush, because l'chatchila hitil levatel ba'isser. That's the chiddush. That's the chiddush. So what do you see from Rashi? So Pashas, as we'll see, is pointed out in the Ravid, that from this Rashi it seems to say that Ein Mevatel Nisa L'Chatchila is a din d'oraisa. Because if it only be a din d'rabbanan, it wouldn't be a chiddush. Because he's saying it's a chiddush, the pasuk's a chiddush. Not a chiddush, because the whole din is you're allowed to Mevatel Nisa L'Chatchila mid'oraisa. It's only mid'rabbanan you're not allowed to. So by the fact that the Gemara is saying it's a chiddush, and Rashi learns the pshat in the chiddush is that l'chatchila yomutel vatal iser, it seems that the regular halacha is ein mevatel nisa l'chatchila midoraisa, and he has a chiddush. And this is this idea of what Rashi is saying, as is pointed out in page 3 in the Sefer Isser Mashahu. The Sefer Isser Mashahu, the Ravid wrote a Sefer, he called it Isser Mashahu. So, page 3, in the Isser Mashahu L'Ravid, he writes, in the second arrow, Kolomar Chiddushu Shalom Matzidim Cholator Shabbatlan Isser L'Chatchila, V'ham Mavatlin. Alma Isser Torah, Hu Levatel L'Chatchila. So this Ravid is put together by the fortune together with the Rashi that we just learned. So that the whole thing is, so that's a very important nekuda that these Rishonim are holding. However, the Rashba on page 4 disagrees. The Rashba on page 4 holds, and that's the regular standard shot that most people hold, is Ein Mevatel Nisa L'Chatchila is only a din d'rabban. So then what's the chiddush? Why is it a chiddush? The fact that the Torah says you can mevatel l'chatchila, that's not a chiddush, because the whole iser of Ein Mevatel Nisa L'Chatchila is only a din d'rabban that didn't exist in the Chumash. So if you look in the Rashba here on page 4, in the Torah Sabayis, the fourth arrow. Tirtzu b'toisus, the midaraisa b'vatlan. Who did I read it? He b'vatlan, midrabonin. It's only midrabonin. Fad, I read a hocha chidishu, hochi kam rab chidishu, shechidisha tol l'vatlo, machenke ba'alma. In other words, here, the chidish is that the Torah is mitzava us to b'vatlo. In other words, normally, so that's not the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that here, even though it's mutter levatel, but gnaimu levatla. Kol shekein eish and mitzvah levatla, the kama feel mitzvah beishmo. That's. Sorry. And that's how the Rashi explains. That the other Rishonim will learn Gemara. Not like Rashi and the Ravid that say that it's a mitzvah, that the Chiddush is you can mevatel, because normally there's an Issa Daraisa to mevatel according to Rashi and the Ravid, and now we're being matched that Issa Daraisa. Rashi holds from Tosis that no, the Daraisa there's no such Issa. It's only that they. That the Isser is the Chiddush is that here is even a mitzvah to Mevatel. To be matter to Mevatel Isser Hachila is no big deal, because that's it, only a Din Rabban. And that's the pshat. There is so those are the two shitas. Now there is a famous shuva of the Noda Behuda. Yes, Mordechai.
What would that mean?
Still, it looks like it's mutter to do, but it still looks like a little shady. You're right. It's mutter. But obviously the Torah asks something. So you're right, you're finding a loophole. And these Rishon say it's mutter. But it's still not necessarily the best thing to do. But the mice is mutter. Not everything is mutter is the best thing to do. So there is a tshuva of the Noda Behuda. On page 7. Kedai to know every Noda Behuda. Whatever the Noda Behuda says, you gotta know. Sometimes you can pass it, don't pass it, but if the Noda Behuda said it, that's like you gotta know every Truva's Chasam Sofer, every Truva's Noda Behuda, every Truva's Hadeshin. That's like bread and butter. Anyone who's a Baal Halacha has to know every Truma Sadeshin and every know the Behuda and every Rabbi Kiva Eger and every Chasam Sofer. Yeah, I guess so. Psichas Pi Hamokar is what? No. There's no Bechivim. Psichas Pi Hamokar is the Truma Sadeshin. The know the Behuda is even the Ralach. Right? Okay. It's always good to have them. Okay. Sometimes. So he says, Shlishis ani omer dover chadash. Like Rav Moshe Feinstein, when he's saying a chiddush, he tells he's saying a chiddush. So here he's telling you, I'm going to say a davar chadash. B'din levat alis l'chatchila. Harash b'varan shekosu b'shem atoy sishim min ator mutter levat alis l'chatchila. Right? And right, it's a machloikis, whether it's in levat alis l'chatchila, is it din d'arais or din d'rabbanan, as we just learned. So he says, You can't dafka do me the zro b'shele shazro atzmalo the spot of chal v'shara b'isura v'zar v'ya v'nos no kohen achar b'shula rachatam the mafik v'zro v'nivlo b'shar ha'ayel who's for the spot of tam shir spot lo b'shar bo yisra klal avo yovish b'yovish levat al yisra v'hu nishar b'en v'hu ba'olam b'yisura omid shim yovo al yov v'yomar shazohi v'zovihi ha'katich ha'sura harei hu omid b'yisura ha'kodom And the Yehuda says that the Ravid and the Rashi, Ravid and it's a Mashu, and the Ravid and the Rashi says in Vatlan Esel Chatchila is a Din Lat, the Raisa. The Rash B'Shem HaToisves, this is the Drabon. So I'm going to give you a middle Shita. Middle Shita. That when we're coming to Yavish B'Yavish, the Bavatal Esel Chatchila is a Din Daraisa, and Lach B'Lach is the Rabbanan. So that would mean like this, that say I'm hungry one day and I need to eat 3 hamburgers. So I go into the local McDovitz. Remember McDovitz? Only you and I, the only ones here who remember McDovitz. It was under Breuer's Hashkacha.
Yes.
So McDovitz, McDovitz was a fast food store. Here in Amsterdam, where Chop Shop is now. The store after Chop Shop.
The office.
Yeah, that place. That was the McDonald's. The Chop Shop was what? Shopsy's Pizza. Shopsy. You know, they now have frozen Shopsy Pizza. He learned with Chavrusa doing this in Alpert. Shopsy. These are different ideas that you don't always get to know. Whereas you can write in a footnote. Or put in a footnote. So I got my 2 and they're about to close in McDonald's. Later, and I remember once, you know, I did B'dikas Chametz. It was right before Pesach. I did B'dikas Chametz, and I'm afraid not to eat before B'dikas Chametz. Even B'dika Kodem's Mano. So I didn't eat dinner. And then by then the cafeteria was closed. And I wanted to eat dinner. So it was the only place open was to go to McDonald's. So I went to McDonald's. So say a person... So he got his last. He got the last 2 hamburgers left from McDonald's, but he wants the 3rd one. This I never did. I didn't do. So he goes to McDonald's, and he gets a 3rd hamburger, and then he takes all the wrappers and throws them away, and puts them right in front of him. He can't tell the difference. So let's say they all look the same theoretically, and now he says, "Oh, I can eat all of them, even according to the Rashba." I can eat all of them. Okay, toast is rich, we don't pasta like that. I can eat all of them. And I come away, nice and full. Now, oh. So to do that is an Isa D'Raisa. There is another Yehuda says. You mevatel lechatchila yovish b'yovish. That's an Isa D'Raisa. If it's lach b'lach, say this happens all the time where we're short on milk. Well, in America it's hard to get trade milk, but theoretically, if my neighbor would have pig's milk and we needed milk, so we mix the pig's milk into the regular milk, and mavata lachatchila. So that is only the rabban, lach b'lach, because he says lach b'lach. It mixes in. So this is gone. Physically and then halachically. But Yavish be Yavish, theoretically, somebody could go ahead and identify, even though they're not Nikr, but somehow he can identify it, and then if it's identified, then the Isser comes back. So he says, it's hard to say that so the Isser could come back. So when the Isser could come back to Mevatel such a thing like that, so that would be an Isser Daraisa to Mevatel, because it's the Bittel, even though technically it's the same Bittel, but the Bittel is so to speak reversible. The Lach Balach, it's gone, it's mixed in. So that's gone. So to go ahead and do that, that's an Isser Derabbanan. That's another Yehuda. I don't know if we necessarily accept this Chiddush of another Yehuda, but the question is, is it going to really be an Afkamina from this Chiddush? Let's see the rest of the Tshuva. And then he says Pshat in the Gemara in Chulin on page 9 on Kuf Mem. It reminds me of talking about Nida, the Nodri Huda says that Vestos are the Rabbanon, but the Gabe to be Bala, that's a Daraisa. So he's into making Daraisas in cases where people think it's all the Rabbanon. Okay, so there is a.
Just one more time. You say that Yavish to Yavish is often
Lach. To create a situation of Bittel, Yavish to Yavish. It's only also midrabanan. So we know that here. Take a look on page 9 in the Gemara in Chulin and Kuf Mem. So the Ella Amar of Nachman Vayitzchel Mute Tipore Ir Hanidachas. In other words, we know that by a Metzora, at the end of the process of the Tara, the Metzora, you take two birds, Shtei Tziporim, and one of them you shecht as a person of Dam, right? And one you send away, right? So the Gemara says that if you have the birds of the Shtei Tziporim, you can't use Tzipore Ir Hanidachas. You got to get regular birds. You can't use a bird from an Ir Hanidachas. Why not? The Ma'ili Shiluch. So he says, what do you tell me? The bird that I'm sending away can't be an Ir Hanidachas. I've poshed it. Because why? Because I'm going to send away a bird that's Asur Bahana, then someone might find it, and then use it and violate the Isser Hanah of Yirani Nachas. So the verse says, Lo Omer Torah Shlach La Takola. The Torah is not going to say, send the bird away and create a Takola, that someone might find this bird and use it and violate the Isser. So that's no Chiddush to say that the bird that I use to send away can't be from the Yirani Nachas. So what's the Chiddush? El L'Shchita. Even the Shechita bird that's not going to be sent away also shouldn't be from Ir Hanidachas. So the Noda Yehuda wants to say the following. Page 7, left side, bottom line. Uvezen Nicha Mada Omru Shilhi Chulin. Sipore, page 8. Sipore Ir Hanidachas Lo Omer Torah Shlach La Takola. So he says, what does that mean? So what does that mean? He says that, let's say, what's the problem? Why is it a takala? Why is it a takala? Lechora, it's batal. So if somebody would find this bird and use this bird, they're not going to know which bird it is. Any bird you find, you have a right to say, yeah, there could be some Irni Dachatz birds flying around. But any bird I get, I have a right to assume it's not the Irni Dachatz bird. So it's so what's the takola? It's batal.
Yeah, what? Most birds are not...
Yeah, it's rove. So what's the takala? So the takala must be, says the Nod Rehuda, that you're being mevato in this yom hachatchila by a yavish by yavish. So that's what it means. That the Torah wouldn't tell us to do something to mevato lachatchila. A yavish be yavish, because that's a deraisa. So the Torah wouldn't tell us to do that. So it must be that that's what the Gemara means. It would be takolam on behalf of the mishaleach. It's not the pasuk shah, but as I state in the Rebbe Yehuda, yes.
Very
distinct
that
Israel
described with two
birds in the story, you'll be found there a third one. Obviously, you can't do that because in the Vatican, you can't set up a situation, you can't orchestrate a situation of being Mavato is a Lechatchila. Yeah, we'll see, yeah.
That's what the mitzvah would be.
Then that would trump.
The same way with
Rosh Hashanah.
The trumpet.
Same way with Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, the only thing is Rosh Hashanah. Right, within the Ravid. Right, within the Ravid, you know. Okay, but he's not worried. In other words, okay. Now, a couple of things here. First, there are a couple of more discussions here. One discussion is there any distinction between being Bavatel and Isser Daraisa? In other words, here we're talking about whether the Isser to Bavatel or Daraisa is a Daraisa or Darabonim. But what about the Isser itself? If the Isser is an Isser Darabonim, do we also say Ein Mevatel? Say you have an egg that's Muksa and a Mevatel little Chatchila. Is there any problem with that? So there is a Gemara that discusses whether there's a chiluk between if the Isser itself is the Raisa or the Rabbanon. That's on page 13. Amar Masna Eitzim Shenoflu Min Hadekel Shenoshu Min Hadekel. So you have wood that falls from the tree. So it's muktzah. Beyantif, so you can't use the muktzah. So marbalem eitzim uchonim masikim. So you have to take eitzim that didn't fall from the tree, yantif, that were already prepared from before yantif, they're not muktzah, and you could light them. So vakam pavif v'tzur came into rubid hetera, it's batal. Ah, but you mevatel l'isser l'chatchila. Tanan ain't mevatel l'isser l'chatchila. So the verse says, "Hani mili b'daraisa, aval b'drabanan mevatlin." That in isser drabanan, you're allowed to be mevatel l'chatchila. Rav Ashi doma doma sheish l'mtir afil b'drabanan l'bodim ha'igul meimer. But according to Rav Ashi, that says that Dovah Sheish Lomatirin, even by the Rabbanon, is not Pato Michael Meim. Hani Mila Hecha Di Isa Li Sur Be'ene. Hacha Mikla Kali Isure. So either you say that a Rabbanon is Mutter, you can Bavata Lissa the Rabbanon, or maybe this is the Rabbanon is different, because this is the Rabbanon that is getting burnt up as you're using it. So maybe that's a bigger kula. So what's the halacha? So the Rashba on page 5 in the Bayis HaKotzer says, Isra shel devreim sheish lo ikar batoira kigvina shel akum she'asru mishum tarovas cholam tamei ein marvim leso tofi adayim kidei levata. Whereas he says there are two types of drabbanon. One type of drabbanon is yesh lo ikar batoira. In other words, the rabbanon are asking it because there's a real chashash daraisa involved. So that, he says, like that you shouldn't be ma'ariv even the rabbanon. But if it already was nisarev and you didn't have shishim or mei, whatever the shir is, the mevato, then you could. You could add more. But that, you shouldn't be mevatel stam lechatchila. But ha'isr shel devreim she'ein lo ikar b'torah, like trumas chutz la'aretz, chalas chutz la'aretz, one second, el kedei shalot, v'ficha chikilu b'hem levatlan, afilu lechatchila. In other words, he's saying, the way he's explaining ikar b'torah is something that has an immediate chashash daraisa. Whereas, like Cholos Chutz La'aretz is Gzeirat of Cholos Eretz Yisrael, but that's not an immediate chashash. That means one day you might make a mistake with. So this is something that's within the Rabbanon. He says that certain Rabbanon you can mamish mevatel lechatchila, and certain the Rabbanon it's only if it got mixed in already. Then, but didn't have the shear, then you can add. So that's the question. What do we say only by Mikol Kali Yisuri? Like the Rush here says on page 14. On the second arrow, he says, Had the Kamrina Nami the Bavad, the Yisuri, the Rabbad, the Chatim, the Hainadab, the Hekel, the Mikol Kali Yisuri. So how do we pass it on the Shaila? So the Shulchan Aruch on page 15, Tzaditas Hey says, Ein levatel isim chatchila afilu nofal letoch page 17 heter she'im l'shir levatel eim l'shir. So if it's an issur d'oraisa, even though it fell in itself, but there was no shir bittul, then you can't be mosif. Eim l'shir v'lov heter k'dei levatel. But over bittul shariba olav. But if you, so we're not up to that. Then there's a set of halachas to understand what's the consequences if you were mevatel. Then we're not up to you. But then let's see what's the din by a drabbanon. So page 23, Isra shel devreim, ein ma'arvin. Page 25, also be a dank mevatlo. He also came to mezid. Also, aval nafal me'atzva in beheteru k'dei levatel, marba lovu mevatlo. So he says that in this is the Rabbanon, you can't mevatel. But if you were mevatel, but if it already got, but it's not so me'atzmo, and there still wasn't a shear, so the Rashba made a chilaf between only certain Rabbanons. Here the Shulchan Aruch is saying, by some, by the Rabbanons, you could be mosif to mevatel, but not to stamp to mevatel. And then the Ramah says, "Yesh omrim dein mevatel is the rabbanon l'chosiv alav kmo b'isur d'oraisa, v'eino givein lashanos." And that's what that's the Rush, because the Rush says the only reason why the Gemara permitted to mevatel and isur d'rabbanon by the eitzim shenoshru min hadekel is why. is because it was mikla koli sur. So that, because it was a derabbanan that's going to get burnt up, so that we're more makel with. Okay. Hazoy. Now, there is a famous shach over here. I remember when I was in Keren B'Yavne. Yeah.
I remember the Shulchan Aruch when he's down talking about the Surah Daraita, that it's usher to be mevatel with Daraita.
No, he said he doesn't say usher mevatel with Daraita. He says sotu to mevatel.
Yeah.
Pashto says only be drabonim. But certain things are, there's mutter to mevatel. So you said drabonim is mutter to mevatel. So the Shulchan Aruch passed only if it was already nesari. Then you. But it didn't have a sheer bittul, you can be mosif a lot. And the Ramah quotes the Rosh that Issid Rabbani Yikistam ki mevatel lechatchila and Issid Rabbani. Because the Gemara is only mattered by an Issid Rabbani that's getting consumed when you're using it.
So the Ramah is
Mekel
here?
The Ramah is Mekel. So I'm saying. The Ramah is saying, sorry. Yesh omrim dein levat alisid rabban and alosiv lovim alisid raisa v'chei nogi v'in l'shanos. I'm sorry. Wait, yeah. Yesh omrim dein levat alisid rabban and alosiv lovim. No, in other words, the Ramah is Machmer. Sorry, I said it over incorrectly. I said over it incorrectly.
Only
other
cases
where it's going to be right. Right. So other cases, it's also, right. Yeah, it's chumrah, right. And the mechaber is right. So he's and the mechaber is matter only lahosif alof.
One second.
So the Mechaber Shita is that you can't mevatel, you can't throw it in, and if it fell in, but you didn't have a shear kedei levatlo, so then you can be marbel of a mevatlo. That's the Mechaber. And the Ramah says that you shouldn't aim mevatel is a drabon at all. And the Gemara only matted it in that case of Mikol Kali Sura. That's the Rosh.
Those sheetahs will hold that you can continue adding if it already fell in. That means if it only fell in the shogeg, but if you didn't pervade it, you can't do it anymore.
Right, that's not called falling in. You threw it in.
Oh, okay. Also, how much has to already have fallen in to be permitted to be mosif? How much?
If it fell in and it was...
If
Heter doesn't fall in. Isser falls in the Heter.
Oh.
But you don't have a shear. So I remember when I was in Keren B'Yavne, I had this chus to learn by Rav Moshe Dimman Shlita. So Rav Shlema, Rav Moshe Dimman is a big Magid Shir in Keren B'Yavne. He was one of the star Magidei Shiurim in the world, Rav Moshe Dimman. He once gave a shiur actually here in the Beis Medrash, in the Kali Beis Medrash once. But he was a tremendous Magid Shir. Tremendous. You want to know how to give a shear. The Lomdisha Rei shear. So when it came to Hanukkah time, so we learned Sanhedrin that year, but when it came to Hanukkah, he gave two shear on Hanukkah. So one shear on Hanukkah, he gave the famous briskerav on Hidr Mitzvah, the famous briskerav. The Rosh Hashiva Zatzal of Goldbach would say that's the, if you want to have an ID that you're Yeshiva Bachar, you have to know this briskerav. Even though You know, I have questions about this Brisker Rav, whether it's really the Pashup Shah, but you know, you have to have known the Brisker Rav to Mepalpa with the Brisker Rav. That was the one thing he said. You have to know the Rashiva used to say that. So so one day in Shir he said over the, we did the Brisker Rav, and the other day in Shir he says, I'm going to give you, say over Shtikul Torah from the sort of Ein Vav L'Nisim L'Chatchila, and he said, I once told this to somebody, and then he got smicha. Okay, this is a short smicha program. So there's a famous shach that asks a steer in the Mechaber. Right? It's a famous question in the Mechaber. You know, steer in the Mechaber are a discussion on its own right, but so look at the shach. He says, Kasha, the Borachayim, Simon Tov Reish Ayin Zayin, Sosam HaMechaber, Kasha, the Mosa Hashem Shebener Chanukah. So you have extra oil. Rabbi Wilk always points out, it doesn't mean you have, in the old days, we actually used to buy these oil containers and we would squirt the oil into the thing. Those were the old days. In the new days, you know, people get the ready-made, just get it in, you put it, you don't have to squirt anything, you know. So as Rabbi Wilk pointed out, the Mechaber speaking about when there's oil that's in the receptacle that didn't get burned up. I'm not talking about the oil that you have, the oil container that you still have half the jar after Hanukkah. It's the stuff that made it into the menorah that wasn't burnt up. So the halacha is that you're supposed to make a madura and burn it. I wouldn't recommend anyone doing that. I would just throw it out because it's not good to make too many maduras. So that oil is like kuchsul mitzvaso. So it's asr b'hanom midrabon. So therefore you got to get rid of it. So what happens if the added oil got mixed in with shemen acher? That's the mechaber, and you don't have shishim levatlo. So, l'chora, what should be the din according to the Mechaber? It should be Mosif. It should be Mosif. That's the Mechaber Shita. So in Hilchas Chanukah, he says, "Meish Misha Omer she'ein l'hosiv alav levatlo." For Chanukah, you know, only midrabanan. Right? Chanukah is only midrabanan. So therefore, the Mosif Shem should be Chanukah. See, we're on target, you know, that we're holding by this shach, where they're already putting out the tables for the Neir's Hanukkah. So we see that we're on target. Yeah. So that's the famous question. I mean, the simile is Yesh Misha Omer, so just the, it's not, whatever. It's not the, you know, but the question is, why is he being machmer here? Here he doesn't quote Yesh Misha Omer that you shouldn't do it. So there's a lot of Torah on this. There's a famous one, Beis HaLevi. There's a famous Beis HaLevi. Where's the Beis HaLevi? The Beis HaLevi wrote a Sefer Chumash, right? But the Sefer Chumash, for some reason, is only on Brachos and Shmos. After Shmos, we don't have any more Beis HaLevi. Maybe one day someone will open up a drawer and they'll find the Tzavim. Like, I taught 20-some years ago, I taught Shavuos in the yeshiva, and Shavuos. And at that point, the Aruch HaShulchan on Hilchos Nedarim Shavuos that was never printed, they found manuscripts. So they came out with another volume of the Aruch HaShulchan. They printed the Darim and Shavuos and the Drushas in one volume. And now some sets of Aruch HaShulchan have it in the whole set. But that was was there a missing simanim of the Aruch HaShulchan in Yeridaya? So some of the missing simanim were the Darim and Shavuos, and they found them. So maybe they're missing I don't know. Well, maybe they weren't written. I have no idea what happened to the rest of the Beis Halevi of Vayikra Bamidbar and Dvar. So the Beis Halevi wants to say it's a chiluk between a Nisid Rabbanan that's Mutter Bahana versus a Nisid Rabbanan that's Osir Bahana. That he says that if it's only Osir Bachila, so then you're, and it got Nisariv Marba Lovu Vatla. But if the Isser is an Isser Wat, an Isser Hanah, then when you Mevatel it, then you're getting Hanah by being Mevatel. So that's the chiluk he wants to make. The Chanukah is an Isser Hanah, and here he's just talking about an Isser Achila. Or he says, Mchuchzul Mitzvaso is more Chomer. Some want to say the Chanukah is a Daraisa based on, you know, Me'avdus Lecheira Samrina Shira, Shech Chaz and Mitziv, Chasim Sofer, whatever. There are different Teirutsim to this question. But that became like a yeshivish thing to speak about. Like if your son's with, I became Bar Mitzvah Chanukah. So there's certain topics that you can speak about for a Bar Mitzvah boy. So this is going to be a good Bar Mitzvah speech. If you need to write a speech for your son, if you have a son who's my bar mitzvah was Shabbos Chanukah, so I didn't speak about this. But it's a good topic. But, you know, there's certain topics that are good for bar mitzvah speeches. So this is good. There's some type of stira, akasha, and a teretz, and you have the whole thing, and everyone's happy, and then you can serve the latkes. Okay. So now, the next thing we have to look at is what are the consequences if you're Bevatel and Nisr Lechatchila? What are the consequences? Well, you're not allowed to do it, but then if you did it.
Right.
Yeah. So the Mishnah says in Trumas on page 10, Saw Trumas enough of Pachas Mimea. If the saw truma fell in less than 100, the shear is 100 to 1. So it fell into 90, and you added 10 more, so it will be batel. So if you did it b'shogeg, then it's mutter. If you mevatel this and l'chatchila b'mezid, then it's osir. So we do have a distinction here between shogeg and mezid. So let's look at the Rambam on page 12. Also levatel yisrum shel torah l'chatchila in vitel areis amuter. Vavikin konsul also chacham v'osru hakol. So they asked it. The Yirali, right, Yirali is the famous word, code word of the Rambam, where he's saying his own Kiddush. The Yirali, Shekevan, Shehu Knas, Ein Osim, Taruvuzu, Ela, Alzeha, Over, Shebite, La Isser. Havalachay, Makol Mutter. In other words, only, it's also for you. You're the Mevatel. But not for other people. But we'll see, the post can point out that you as might be included also. Anyone who you mevatel for as well, as we'll see soon. So, yeah, it's a similar thing to Maaseh Shabbos. Yeah, take a look in Shulchan Aruch, on page 15. Ein mevatel in isur lachatchila v'afilu nofal l'toch heter she moshil vatel im motiv alav kivim mevatelo. Over bitlan o shariba alav im shogeg. Mutter, im b'mezid osur, la mevatel atzmo, im hushalo, v'chein, and this he's quoting from the Rashba, v'chein l'mishen nisbatil b'shvilo. So it's b'mezid, then it's osur for you. And it's also, I think the Rashba says this, that anyone who you had in mind, say, in other words, say you invited people to your house and you don't have enough food, you don't have enough hamburgers, so you went out to McDonald's to get more hamburgers, and then you revatel it in the McDonald's hamburgers. I have 15 people coming for the meal, and I have a bunch of hamburgers, not enough. So I have 20 hamburgers, but I want 5 more. Okay. So then the halacha is, not only I can't eat it, those, even the people that I had in mind to mevatel for them, they also are usur. So that's the how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and this is a discussion here in the Rashba. But bottom line is that's how.
It says someone wasn't on your guest list, they could eat it.
So look at the Rabbi Kiva Eiger, page 19. Say you didn't have in mind any particular person, but stam you mevatel l'misha yirtzel liknos. Sareu Moshe is not shvilim. Anyone, even if he's not particularly any guest list, but you had in mind that there could be other people, then that's Mishin is Batil Bishvil. And that's that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Rashba on page 6 of the Torah Sabayis. Over Bidlo Shivrolov, Im Shogim, Mutim, Beza, also the Misha Bidlo Bavuro. The Rashba says that on page 6 on the bottom. He has, discusses the different chivukim between different types of derabbanans, but that's the bottom line. Now there is a famous tshuva of the Radvaz. On page 27, the tshuva of the Radvaz. Many of the dietary mission of the Khatik is Bosso Tafdeir Shokolov, Akum Hosil Kolov, a bit also. In Nikra Kidiev came Shakum Hosu Miatmo, or Dilma came Shakum Makir Israel, Vada also Bishvili Shihon Israel. Oh, the Mutu Akhim and Akhim Dovashish for Israel, Mur of Elishan is Vada Yoshim Shishim. Say a guy is manufacturing something. And in the ingredients, the old way people used to, before Hashkacha was so big, they would read the ingredients, the old way, read the ingredients. And if the ingredients didn't have any problem, then they would eat it. And the assumption was that anything would be put in that's too insignificant, so that would probably be bottled anyway. So what if something is batal? And the guy did it. The guy didn't do it for the Israel. The guy, because that's the recipe. So he, right? So is there anything wrong with me buying it? The first day we discussed, is there anything machmir on din bittul? But that din machmir din bittul was talking about when the bittul happened by itself. So then we said maybe it's kfira to be machmir. But here it was put in the kavana, but not kavana for din bittel, it was a goy doing it. Right? So it's not that he was trying to. But the question is like this: if I buy something knowing that it has a non-kosher ingredient, even though I wasn't mevatel lechila and I wasn't mitzaveh to go to mevatel it for me lechatchila, but the fact that now I'm putting myself lechatchila into the situation where I'm confronted with this tarubis, maybe that's called a mevatel lechatchila. It was maybe the idea of tarubis is something happened, so I'm confronted with his mind. But if it happened by someone else, and now I buy it, knowing that there's bittul, so maybe the fact that I'm buying it is like being mevatel lesu lechatchila, because now I'm putting myself lechatchila into a situation where I didn't have to. If it was already in my ownership, and milk fell into the chulun, so you can't fault me, it was a mistake, and so I don't have to get rid of it. But here, I lechatchila went into the situation without being. So maybe that's aim of adal and isra chatila. So that's the Radva's Shita. Inyan imutol akachas min ha'akum, bottom page 27, the left. Inyan imutol akachas min ha'akum, dovi shal esbatal b'shishim, hadovi yadu shu osur, dhav b'shas, shalochum min ha'akum, ki idu b'vatal chatila. Vakasir the dovi shal ikum in ha'torah, afgal dhash talbi b'darbonu l'mavadal chatila. So he says, that's a problem. So the Radvaz was a Chumrah. Rav Avadi thought the Pasha is not like the Radvaz, but the Radvaz says this Chumrah. Radvaz says this Chumrah that you can't Mevatel L'Chatila. It doesn't only mean Mevatel L'Chatila, but buy something that was Mevutel. So if you buy the candy that has treif in it, even though the treif is Mevutel. But you to buy it is like being mevatel lechatchila, even though you didn't mevatel it. But now you brought yourself into the situation. That's what he says. Now Raphael Cohen in the Badei Shulchan. Raphael Cohen.
But you can rely if the bittul is a drop, it's a drabona. No worse than you. How much can you buy from the goy something that we are matched to be about the list of the chatchila, like something that has no ikar the oraisa?
Yeah, but here he put it in.
Oh.
But the Shulchan Aruch says that you, even by the rabbanans you don't. It's just we matched to marvel of a vatel, but here they put it in the chatchila. Here they put it in. First day. So it's also according to Yiddish and the Sheet in the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, the tribal Cohen quotes this Radvaz, and he says, "V'dil chasadnu b'fnim shom tohakal b'zeh." He thinks we could be megal. But he says, so he says, but then he says this chiddush. He says, but what happens if you have a hechsher on the goyish company and they're being putting this in? So maybe that makes things worse. Why? Hinei, the bold letters of Hinei on page 29 in the Biurim. Fize hayanir lahatil to see this hechsher of Tzotzus often shenosim machal. Is there is Sir Colchie for Shishim Kadeg, no field grow of Khan Israel? Yeah. He says, "Om no near the Enu cave. The Khalsa shall bit what not be matzmo, although I'm a fakehan." So on one hand he says you should be able to give a hechsher on something that's bitl. I told you Rabbi Shechter told me once that the OU doesn't give a hechsher on anything that's bitl. Just else policy. That there's people thinking that they get an OU, they're getting something that has no shilas, no totally kosher, so not to fool them, even though bittul is but that's a policy issue. That's, you know, they can have their policies, whatever policy you want to have. But he says, Raphael Cohen says, the chapia, he says, if the nochri has his own factory and he puts in whatever he decides to put in, and then you want to buy it for yourself, and you know that it's batel, so according to Radbaz it's asr, and according to others it's mutter. But once there's a hechsher on it, so it's like he's telling him that you have to do it this way. So it's like he's doing it betzivoy. Koshi Sivah Yisrael Havakil Asol Yisrael Basmo. Can't give the answer. So then maybe it's worse to give the hechsher. Maybe giving a hechsher is worse. So when you give a hechsher on something that's bato, so then it's like now you're making him do it this way. Yeah, so most things, like Rav Shechta said, when they have hechsher, don't have, shavas a bit necessarily. Because now you're under our jurisdiction, so you have to follow our rules.
Just buy it. Like, I don't know what's in it, or if I don't care, just buy it.
Right, but now the OU is telling you, okay,
is
that...
It's Alphabet Advance itself, just Standard Advance.
Standard Advance, yeah.
Standard Advance, like, is that considered, like, I'm a scavenger of that? Well, like, if he did it, maybe that's for his own well, so for more better for him and his production to do it that way.
Right, but the license was...
But, like, if it's not a scavenger of that, though... So
when
I buy it,
that's what he owes, yeah.
Even though I'm not knowing what's in it.
Right.
I don't even know what's in the product.
Right, you don't know what's in the product. But if the mice say you did it, so then you're relying on...
I thought there was an advisor song that like a puppet case or it's like a hamburger,
Okay, then one last thing. In Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Hess just mentioned, it's similar to the idea of a Vashal B'Shabbos, the Mezid, the Shogig, all those halachas. So certain things, if you do it, the Mezid, it's also for you, the Olam. And Rachayim is Mutter Mosai Shabbos, and the Magen Avraham says, nearly the Mishan is Bashel Mishvil Havigamkin Dino Kumohu Atzmo. Right, that's the din by Yeridaya. That when you cook, Mezid, it's not only say I cook for Mezid for myself and all my guests, so now no one can eat it. Even though I was the only one who cooked, but. But we saw in the Rashba in the Yeridaya that Mishan is Batel Bishvilo is the same is included in Mishalah. So the same thing Mishan is Bashel Bishvilo is also included in Shalom. So that's what the Magen Avraham. So there's a piece here that Rav Shechta likes to say over from Rav Salvechik that Rabbi Kodesberg has in the Sefer here. That maybe these two halachas of Mishan is Bashel Bishvilo and Mishan is Batel Bishvilo, which the Magen Avraham equates, right, are really different. So he wants to say that when it comes to Maitse Shabbos on the second arrow on page 33, Omer Gram Sheishchil Godel Bein Yisrael Hanos from Maitse Shabbos Bein Yisrael Hanos from Yisrael Bein 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 Yisrael You're not allowed to have Hana. So they made a knas that you can't, you did an aveira, we're not going to let you get Hana from the aveira. But by bittul, he wants to say it's not knas, it's that it's only considered an isser when you're getting Hana. So if we don't let you get Hana, we basically undid the Issa for you. So So he says, "Lefi zanichem Hashem b'tarovas asura after mishen esmadu b'shvilo ve'al kivaso shuv mikri mevato esol chaliro masa bitl shayach l'kivaso mideh shivach v'al b'shvilo." But after lachem mutal anos mideh yem shalach shivach l'kivaso mideh bitl. So basically, so he says that maybe these two halachas are not the same. So you could say, Moshe Soloveitchik is questioning the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, just like in Yerodea, we say, it's also Misha Nisbato Bishvilo, so who are the Misha Nisbashel Bishvilo? But he said, no, by Bishol it's a din of Knai. You don't violate Avera, so you're punished. But the guy who didn't violate the Avera, why should he be punished? So he should be able to eat the food that was cooked on Shabbos. Whatever the rules are for Acherim. But he wants to say that the idea that you can't eat the food by Bittel is because there's nothing wrong with, say I'm throwing out, I have some kosher meat and non-kosher meat for the dog, I just put in the garbage together. So now the garbage it's bottled. But I'm throwing it out. I'm not planning to use it. So then that's a non-adin of Eimavalinis Lachatil. Even though Lamaisa, technically, in the garbage, there's a bittle going on there. But it's not relevant for me because I'm not using it. So Mamele, if I tell you can't eat it, so Mamele, then I undid the Isser for you. And that's what he wants to say is the Pshad, and the Pasha's Pshad is not that way. And he even quotes it from Rav Shechter quoted in footnote 54 that the Gemara, Rabbi Kohenberg quotes that Rav Shechter Ikhle Yatzol says, Gemara Nundalad seems to say that it's a Knas also. So it's a nice Svara, but the question is whether the Pasha Pshad, I don't know if it's the Pasha Pshad. But it's a sharp svar. That maybe it's not a knas, it's a din of to take away the Isser. But the Pasha says it's the same din in like the Magen Avraham said. Leave it at that.
That's kind of
the
Rosh and the Rav said the same thing.
Yeah, the Rav also. The Rav Kiveger.
That was basically, they both saying the same.
Yeah. Rivash here is on page 30. He's saying a different word. That when you do it for the whole tzibur. Anyone's going to come. I'm selling. I sell things for the community. Anyone will come, and that's who I'm a vatal for. So then anyone's included. I think the Rivash talking about you have a Jew who's doing it. Here he's talking about a guy, and so it's two different. Yeah, I think that's the color. Okay, Rabbi. Okay, I'm glad that we were able to work out this week. Next week, Chavez Hashem should go back to the regular Monday-Wednesday schedule. Even though the past 2 weeks we did it to work out the Chazar, I think it was very good. So he gave the block of time in the middle. Okay, and I recommend you can start Chazar now for the, if you keep Chazar as we're going, then the Chazar becomes much easier to do because you're doing it as we go along. Rolling Chazaras, Rabbi Hess points out, rolling Chazaras.